Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. That's right. Two more sleeps until we round out the regular season with a finale against the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field at 3:25 Lambeau time. Can you tell I'm a little pumped? I'm a little excited. I'm ready for this contest. And look, make no mistake, what's at stake in this game? Because if you look at the totality of the Bears season, how they absolutely got embarrassed in week one by your favorite team, the Green Bay Packers, and then they muddle through and there's all sorts of drama earlier in the season, kind of behind the scenes as well as on the field. And then since the trade for Montez Sweat, they have definitely turned around on defense and they're certainly playing better on offense. And now they sit on the precipice of ruining the Packers' postseason chances. Now, I don't have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how egregious, how shameless, how completely insufferable the Bears fan base is in the offseason. There is no more confident human on this earth, filled, imbibed with false confidence, than a Chicago Bears fan in the offseason. That's where it all happens for them. They win the offseason. They've won the offseason for decades, yet never had much to show for it. I'm telling you what, if the Bears win this game on Sunday, you think Bears fans are insufferable now. Holy God, people, I can't. I can't deal with a whole offseason of this horrible fan base puffing out its chest over one regular season win. Because you know that's what they're going to do. So the stakes are high. Yes, the playoffs are at stake. And yeah, you know, you want to go into the offseason on a high note. And I understand all this. But more important than any of that is making sure you don't give Bears fans a little ray of hope, a little ray of light. You got to crush them. You got to put your foot on their throat. End it on Sunday. You hear me, Packers? You hear what I'm saying? You're going to pick it up and you're going to run with it. I know you are. Because, look, Packers getting some decently good news on the health front on Friday. The one downer is that A.J. Dillon is already out, been declared out due to a stinger that he suffered in the Minnesota game. But you did see Preston Smith and Elton Jenkins back on the practice field today. That's obviously encouraging news. And while Christian Watson did not participate in today's practice, Matt LaFleur indicated in his presser this afternoon that mostly this is had two good days of practice and now letting his body rest and recover, see how it responds Saturday, how he's feeling Sunday morning. Got to think there's a very good chance that Watson is back for this game, along with the potential return of Luke Musgrave. It's all coming together to put up 40 on the Bears, is what I'm saying. Again, just put your foot on the throat, man. I cannot wait. I can't wait. I'm not going to be able to sleep for like 48 hours. I'm going to be a mess on watch party. Can't handle all that. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Look at all these fine folks. Jeezy baby, what's going on? I'm so excited like Jesse from Saved by the Bell. Well, that's a pull. Chris, what's going on, man? Have you noticed any rotation at safety? Last game I saw Johnson come in for Savage in the red zone. Was that intentional or just a rest for Savage? It's a great question, and not one that I heard Joe Barry get asked, but they've had a rotation kind of on the back end at the safety position pretty much most of the season when they've had all four guys healthy. Most likely, that's probably somewhat situational, though it could be Savage needing a blow. Who knows? But I suspect it's just part of their safety rotation because they haven't really had a guy back there. And I know Savage is the most senior and probably had the most expected of him coming into the season, but they've been pretty liberal in the rotation of all the guys at safety throughout the season. But it's a good question. Maybe we'll see a return of it on Sunday against Chicago. Quinn, what's going on? Whatever happens Sunday, I have been so impressed with the Packers this season, far exceeded my expectations, and so excited for years to come. Go Pack. I hear you, man. I've been saying here now for a couple weeks, they have exceeded expectations. They are ahead of schedule. Now, that said, they have put themselves in a really promising position. It would be definitely, definitely disappointing if they don't take advantage of it. I mean, they could legit end Sunday as the sixth seed in the NFC. That's a realistic possibility. The fact that they could be there after what we saw them go through October into, you know, early November, that's pretty special. That's a pretty damn good turnaround, and the arrow is definitely pointing up. Be good to take advantage of it and get these young guys some playoff experience. I don't think that's the craziest notion, but I hear you. Yes, and very much agree. It has been an exhilarating season, and I can't believe it's the end of the season. It's week 18. What? Didn't NFL season just kick off? And it's not only that, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of seasons coming to an end, I have to throw this out there. I got to remind some folks that with Sunday's game at Lambeau, most likely, it's the last guaranteed Sunday at Lambeau. They could end up at Lambeau for the NFC Championship game. I don't now hold my breath on that one, but most likely the last game at Lambeau for the season. That means football season's wrapping up, and that means Carry the G, the official beer of Cheesehead TV, is wrapping up as well. This season's batch is all over the great land of Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area. I know Saturday tends to see a lot of activity as far as sales of Carry the G. So I'm just telling y'all, you want to get out, if you're in the Wisconsin kind of area, you want to get to wherever you can find some Carry the G and stockpile. Get yourself a couple 2-tree cases because it's going to be gone soon and you don't want to miss out. In fact, shout out to Tyler for putting this together.
This season went by faster than a Chicago Bears quarterback career. With only one guaranteed Sunday left, run don't walk to your local Wisconsin store and grab a couple 2-tree cases of Carry the G beer while this season's supply lasts.
Come on. That's so great. Tyler does so great. Great, great work. But yes, it's almost that time where we go into a long stretch of the offseason where Carry the G is not available. So stock up now, people. You know you want to do it. Sorry about that. We pause for station identification. This is Cheesehead TV. Eddie, thanks for the super chat. Open a can of Carry the G. Whoop ass on the Bears. See what I'm talking about? Carry the G. It's a mentality, people. Get on board. M, what's up? Thank you for the super chat and for being a member of Carry the G for 11 months. How does Love spread the ball around with all of his options available finally? It's one of the things I'm most interested in. With Watson available, you have to think the Bears will most likely, I'm not going to say 100% of the time, but they'll spend a decent amount of the afternoon shading coverage towards Watson. We've seen, especially the last couple of games that Watson was up, being the Detroit and Chiefs games, Love is not afraid to give him a chance, like 50-50 ball wise, especially in the end zone. If I'm the Bears, I'm making sure that it's not allowed. Like that's, we're going to try and take that away in the red zone as much as possible. But that should theoretically open up some other avenues, especially for Jaden Reed. But that said, I think you're going to see a healthy mixing and matching. I think Dontavian Wicks is supposed to be available. And I think he'll get involved in the passing game, though I don't think he'll most likely have too many plays drawn up specifically for him. But to me, if everyone's available, the real benefactor is Jaden Reed, because I think with his ability to move all over the formations and the way they utilize him pre-snap motion, especially that orbit stuff, I just think there's a lot on offer if the Bears are worried about other things. So we'll see. I mean, couple that with the running game, which is going to be really, really tough. The thing they're going to probably be worried about is Watson, if he's up, which, like I said, it sounds like he will be. Michael, thanks, man. I'm heading up for the game. What is the best pregame bar / joint to swing by? Also, Jay loving having the team over for meals every Monday. He ain't 12. Michael, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I'll get to your first question in a bit, but the thing about comparing these get-togethers to 12. And I know I've seen a lot of people kind of dismiss Aaron Rodgers and what he did in team building fashion, but I'll remind everybody, he definitely had guys over early in his career on the regular, like weekly, just like Jordan Love has this season. It was later in his career. It's much like Favre, when he was 12, 13, 16 years in, where that definitely tapered off, right? But at the start of his tenure as a starter, he was very much inclusive and had guys over the O-line a lot, but bigger groups than that at times, and made it very clear that, you know, the team was invited. So I would just caution people, like, I understand Aaron now is persona non grata for a number of reasons, but, like, let's not forget, like, he became godlike Aaron Rodgers, like, in a very kind of long arc, right? That didn't, he just didn't arrive like that. And he was very much about, you know, making sure that he was connected to his teammates. And even later in his career, you know, you hear so many stories of Rodgers coming up to guys in the cafeteria or in the locker room and just getting to know them in a one-on-one chat. You know, I understand being like dismissive of Rodgers, but it just feels like sometimes people just kind of blanket that with 12. And I'm not saying you're doing that, Michael, but it just feels like the fan base does that. Goes a little overboard in that regard. Not that he hasn't given us plenty of ammunition. Trust me, I understand it. I understand the impulse. As for pregame bar or joint to swing by, you got to go to Lot 1, my friend. Do it. I know it'll be cold, but just, you know, you're going to be there for the game anyway. You got to dress warm. So go out to Lot 1, get into the vibe. There'll be tons of people grilling, having a good time. You'll see tons of Carry the G there. I was shocked how much Carry the G I saw when I was there for the Chiefs game. But, you know, just hang out with Packers fans, man. And, like, if you got to be inside, you can always go to Stadium View. It's a lot of fun. Andouzi's is a good time. If you're a little more erudite, you can hang out on the other side of Lambeau at anywhere, any of the spots around Titletown. But, yeah, you want a little crazier, check out Stadium View. If you really want to get nuts, you want to be in Lot 1. That's where it's at. Lambeau Leo, what's up? So excited, I'm already tailgating. Go Pack, go. That's what I'm talking about, Lambeau Leo. Let's do it. Come on now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Godsmack, how you doing? If Jenkins can't play on Sunday, I hope to God Sean Ryan plays at left guard to prevent a possible Newman nightmare. Please, Lord, in green and gold we pray. Amen. We talked about this yesterday. I suspect they would start Ryan at right guard and move Runyon over to left guard. And the good news is that Jenkins practiced today. So signs are pointing towards him playing, which is obviously good. Because, yeah, if there's any chance of Newman being out there, I'm gonna pass out. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Bears, Cowboys, Niners, Rams, Ravens, Super Bowl, number 5. I love Packers fans. Let's go. Let's go. Could you imagine if the NFC Championship game was at Lambeau? Oh, my God. Talk about passing out. That would be insanity. Joe, what's going on, man? Does this young team that has known nothing but beating the Bears understand how important this game is? So us, as you outlined in your comments, yeah, I don't think they know or care, nor should they. That's a very much a fan thing, you know? I mean, I will say, it's, you talk about all they've known is beating the Bears. I mean, for a lot of these rookies, it's, what, one time? So certainly there are guys on the squad that have only known beating the Bears for a number of years. On the flip side, how fucking hilarious is it that a large chunk of the Bears roster has never beaten the Packers, ever? Especially not in Lambeau. The last time the Bears won in Lambeau Field was Thanksgiving night back in 2015 on a rainy-ass night where Jay Cutler tore apart Dom Capers' defense with the help of Adam Gase, if you can believe that. Things I'd like to forget. Jocelyn, what's going on? Okay with heavy zone Sunday. Eyes on Fields, but for the love of God, include mixed coverages, late safety rotations, sim pressures, make Fields play QB. Jocelyn, what is this sense you speak? I don't know if Joe Barry's got that memo, but yes, 1,000% correct. Yes to everything you're saying there. Definitely heavy zone. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You can mix and match, no question about it. And try to keep him off kilter. Don't let him trust what he's looking at. You know, the way that Joe Barry allowed, I mean, for a whole football game, Baker Mayfield to see the picture and then just run a play and have basically a firm grasp of exactly what he was seeing pre-snap, what he was seeing after the snap, and being able to just rip through the Packers defense. Can't have a repeat of that. At Lambeau fucking Field, man. Come on. Absolutely not. Keith, what's going on? Dear Matt LaFleur, sweep the leg. I love it. Now, let's hope they don't get in the old crane technique and take out our knee. You know, we don't need that. Blaine, what's going on? Do you think Watson coming back after so long will mess with the chemistry? No. Didn't seem to mess with the chemistry in Detroit. Seemed to be okay by me. But that's what's crazy when you think about this squad is that it hasn't mattered week by week who's in or out. They ball out regardless. Now, I think it changes your approach and or game planning a little bit, right? I don't think the guys are going to suffer because of it. I think the chemistry is pointed in the exact right direction. And don't forget, you know, they've had a week to work on whatever it is they want to do on offense with Watson. So, yeah, I ain't too worried about it. Luke, what's going on, man? Cheers, Aaron. Thank you for doing these every day. So crazy. It's the last. They are the season. Can't believe it. Bears still suck. Lions banner. Hashtag Lions banner is killing me. Damn, what's going on? Can you please explain DVOA? I could, but that would be boring as hell. But I will put a link in the chat here where Aaron Schatz explains it. It's much, much, much better than having me explain it here on the old, what do you call it? On the old YouTubes. There we go. There's a here's a very long explanation for you. But he also provides a short one too. All I know is what DVOA does a very good job of is incorporating how other teams are playing comparative to yours, and does a pretty damn good job of maybe not being predictive, but capturing context that is pretty elusive elsewhere. That doesn't mean they're perfect. No advanced metric is, but DVOA is pretty damn good. So I've just put it in. I think I've just put it in there. Yeah, just put it in the YouTube chat. So you can find that link. Find an explanation from Aaron Schatz, who is one of the good ones. No doubt about it. What else we got? We got Eddie. Musgraves activated tomorrow? Not officially. Not yet. We'll see. It's a possibility. I'm expecting it, but nothing's 100%. Here's hoping. Adam, thank you for the super sticker. Appreciate you, buddy. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Just beat the fucking Bears. Go Pack, go. Well stated. M, what's going on? What a game in front of us. Let's go. Can you believe it? Man, I just can't handle that it's the end of the season. Got to make the playoffs. I ain't ready to stop. I ain't ready to stop cheering for this team. Got to beat them. Donnie, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Hey, Nags, bummed I've been missing happy hours, but you know, life. Sunday, we show Fields bear slaying and liver damage is what is done in Green Bay, too. I feel you, Danny. And hey, I understand life happening. Don't forget, if you're a Care the G Club member or a Patreon member, those happy hours, we do them all off season long. Like, we don't stop talking Packers just because there are no Packers games. We talk Packers every single week on happy hour through free agency, through the draft, through mini camps, through training camp, through preseason, right back into the regular season. Can't stop, won't stop, people. So, Danny, hopefully you can join us at some point this offseason. Mike, what's going on? Bears not having Jalen Johnson could be huge. Yeah, I was just on the radio with Caitlin, who covers the Bears and used to cover the Packers, and was on with Drew and KB, and she said he's doubtful for this game. I mean, that's a huge development for the Packers, especially with Green Bay getting healthy at wide receiver, Chicago going down, their top-flight corner. I'm all about that life. Now, I don't want to hear any fucking laments from Bears fans. Oh, we're hurt. Like, yo, look at the Packers roster just one time, especially at corner. Then come talk to me. Jeezy Baby, what's going on? Seems like the Bears focus on beating Packers more than the Packers focus on it. Symptom of one-sided rivalry. There's a bit of that, though I will say Eberflus has not been that guy. Like, traditionally, most Bears coaches, when they get hired, like, they make a point of saying, we're going to beat Green Bay, you know? Polls kind of indicated that with the, we're going to take the division and not give it back. Well, that's not off to the greatest start. But, yeah, no, Eberflus hasn't leaned into it too much. And, you know, Caitlin said, actually, when we were just talking, she said, you know, they've tried in the media to kind of get him to say this means a little bit more, etc. And he has been very on message and very, this is a good way to close out the season. We want to get a win and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's a bit telling, you know, although I will say, I know Matt hasn't leaned into it at all. Mr. Got to go 1-0 every week, which I understand. And I think it works for him. That's fine. But I do miss McCarthy and how he relished the rivalry, you know, the way like that one offseason, I can't remember which year it was, but some offseason he was going on an old school World War II bomber flight. And legit, as he's boarding it, he says, let's go bomb Chicago. I mean, that's a guy who appreciates the rivalry, right? So I do kind of miss that. But you cannot argue with the fact that Matt LaFleur has never lost to the Bears, which is the most important part. So I'll take it. I'll take it. Joe, what's going on, man? Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Al Harris's pick six to beat Seattle in the playoffs. My all-time favorite in-person moment at Lambeau. Salute. What a moment it was, man. I'm so jealous you were there. I was watching on television. What a great moment. Godsmack, thanks again, man. Thank God for Tucker Kraft going from playing tight end in Division II school to the big boys in the NFL late in season one. He already looks legit. Props. Yeah, I mean, obviously a number one here. You give props to Tucker Kraft, but can we also give a shout out to the Packers coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball? The way this kid has looked night and day comparative to what he looked like coming in. I mean, this summer, it was some rough stuff he was putting out there, but he has absolutely come on here this last month plus. And also shout out to Brian Gutekunst and the personnel staff for seeing a guy in Division II who they thought, okay, we clearly think a lot of him because we picked him in the third round. We see the possible upside here. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here that get you to this point. But of course, A number one is the work that Tucker Kraft has done. And it's a very, very apparent, the work he's put in. No doubt about it. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Fantasy football question. Oh, Jesus Christ. If Musgrave is active, how much work will he get? I have Tucker on my squad and hope he will get the majority of work still. That's a very interesting question. And I don't want to mislead you other than to say, just remember, there are plenty of packages that feature Musgrave as your like number one in the rotation, in the read, right? Haven't really seen that for Tucker Kraft other than some of the outlet stuff we've seen against pressure looks, right? Which is obviously going into Minnesota on Sunday night. They featured that heavily in the game plan because they knew they would be getting a lot of pressure from the Vikings. Bears aren't a heavy pressure team the way like the Giants and Vikings have been throughout the season. So I would suspect if Musgrave's up, he'll probably see a little bit more action. That would be just my guesswork. And I got to think there's some kind of snap count, pitch count, what have you for Musgrave. So I think it'll be most likely somewhat of a split, though I think Musgrave will be given more opportunities and be the like number one on more play calls than Tucker will. That's, again, just guesswork. Good to see you, Big B. Jocelyn, thanks again. Another one because I'm pumped for Sunday. I feel you, Jocelyn. De facto playoff game versus our biggest rival at Lambeau. Roller coaster season to end on an incredible high. Go Pack, go. See, Jocelyn, you're here. We're here. You and me, Jocelyn, we're right here. Get all these other folks there. Come on now. Come on. That's it. Big Papa Penguin. What a handle. I know it's early, but I'm so happy Love is the guy. You should be, because he is. And I know that you're going to hear all offseason. All offseason. Not only from Packers fans, but from rival fans and media members and what have you. Like, oh, it's just 1 year and it's blah, blah, blah. Judging by everything we've seen throughout this season, his improvement in particular, but everything going on around him, man, a lot of this is sustainable. And a lot of this indicates he's got a ceiling that he hasn't even started to scratch yet. So you should be happy. No doubt about it. All right, buddy. I get going. I got to get to pizza with the girls. I'm so I want to say blessed, but that's kind of a cheesy athlete quote. But I really am. I can't tell you guys, you know, if this is the last regular season, Packers Daily, what have you, I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you are all here each and every day throughout the entirety of the football season. I really, really appreciate it. please, please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And don't forget, get yourself some Carry the G this weekend before we run out. Statewide, it's going to be gone off the shelves sooner rather than later. Make sure you get some stockpile for the offseason. And don't ever forget, Go Pack Go.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold. From the land of the green and gold.